Blog Talk Radio. Feel the time has come now for prayer. Somebody tonight needs a touch of God's hand. This recording project, we expect it to go into tens of thousands of homes, behind the prison bars, hospital rooms, and so many different places. And on this particular CD, cassette, DVD, VHS, whatever format our different contributors will desire to receive it in. The Lord spoke to my spirit and said, this time, make sure that a prayer of deliverance goes everywhere that this project goes. Somebody in here tonight, oh, bless the name of Jesus. You need a move of God in your life. Don't be ashamed. This can be the very night you thought it was designed for you to just come and be a participant in the recording of some old songs. But God designated this night. He made an appointment with you for this night, saying that this would be your night of healing and your night of deliverance. And if you feel it down in your spirit, get up, come here, come now, come here now. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Come giving him praise. Come giving him glory. Hallelujah. Praise the God that breaks every shackle. The God that heals and delivers and sets free. He's in this building right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm thanking him already. I'm thanking him already because I feel the presence of the Almighty God speaking deliverance into the lives of his people right now. Thank you, Lord. To Jesus I surrender all. To him I freely give. I will ever year. We never end the service without having a family prayer. Now we're in so big a hurry. The preacher preaches. He calls for an offering of consecration. And we speed out of the door back into our situations, back into our difficulties. But you don't ever want to leave the house of God without the blessing of God being invoked upon you. His presence is here right now. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. God, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for the hundreds who are present here in Temple of Deliverance. I want to thank you for the hundreds of thousands that will receive this project, singing the old time way. But oh God, I want you to anoint the songs But I want you to anoint this prayer. Glory to God. Somebody that is behind the prison bars, they are incarcerated in the city, the county, the state, of a federal institution. But I know that you can send your word. You can break the shackles. You can rebuke the hand of the enemy. Somebody, oh God, is lying upon their hospital bed. Somebody is at home confined to their bed of affliction. But we know that you are Jehovah Rapha. You are the Lord that healeth your people. I speak the word of healing. I speak the word of deliverance. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I command you to be healed, to be delivered, and to be set free. Satan, you take your hands off. Take your hands out of that family situation. Satan, take your hands out of this family's finances. Satan, take your filthy hands of cancer, tuberculosis, sickness and illness, disease and infirmity. Take your hands off. For God is healing. He's healing right now. Woman, God heal you. Man, God set you free. Come on and give him glory. Come on and give him glory. Hallelujah. Oh. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, I command you to be healed. I command your mind to be regulated.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We bring you greetings in that powerful name of Jesus. Today, amen, we are talking from the book of Judges, the 19th chapter, and we're going to start at the 24th verse. And the word of God tonight, our sermon will be Satan the torturer. Satan the torturer. Meaning, glory to God, when Satan get a hold of you, he's going to torture you, he's going to abuse you, and he will use you. Satan, the torturer. Like never before, we got to stay out of the devil's den, we got to stay out of the devil's territory, we got to stay out of the devil's camp. Because once the devil get a hold of you, he's going to torture you until sometime. The word of God said, behold, here is my daughter, a maiden, and his concubine. Them I will bring out now, and humble ye them, and do with them what seems good unto you. But unto this man do not so vile a thing. See what was going on here. We have a young lady that is in the wrong camp, the wrong place, at the wrong time. First of all, she's a concubine, meaning she's somebody's girlfriend. She was in the wrong place naturally and spiritually. She had no business being to a party, one for one, and she had no business being nobody's girlfriend, because there's no value in being a concubine, a girlfriend. He said, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to bring forth my daughter, which is a virgin who never knew a man. They were to this party, and the party got out of hand. Glory to God, any party that the devil throw, you better believe it's going to get out of hand. So glory to God, before they gave up the man to these homosexuals, they said, well, I'll give up the virgin and the concubine. That's what they first said. But the men would not hearken to him. So the men took his concubine. The homosexuals wouldn't listen. So in the 25th verse, they took the concubine, the girlfriend, and they gave him over to the homosexuals, which represent the devil. How many know the very one that you traveling with, the very one that you making out with, the very one that you give your heart to, that will be the one that gives you over to the devil? You better watch it. You better think quickly, and you better not trust no man or woman, glory to God, because they will be the first to hand you over to the wolves. One thing about the devil, he loves to save his own skin. He don't care nothing about you and I, long as he can save his own skin. Now, they gave up this concubine, the girlfriend. She was in the wrong place at the wrong time. And the word of God said, when they got a hold to this concubine, they raped her, they abused her, they tortured her from night until morning. Do you hear what I say? Amen. From night until morning, they tortured this young lady. And after they got through, they let her go. How many know when Satan know he done served his purpose? When he know he done killed you, he'll let you go. Because you are no more value. This is why you got to think more of yourself than anybody may ever think of you. If nobody else think richly of you, you got to think richly of yourself. You got to have a standard that I won't fall for anything because I'm way better than that. Don't let the devil torture you. Don't let the devil abuse you. The devil will get you in his camp. And he will torture you. He will use you. He will abuse you. And then when he's fed up with you, he kicks you out the door. That's how sin will do you. Sin will set you up, then turn right around and mess you up. Sin will destroy your intellect. Sin will destroy your being. Sin will destroy your mind. Sin will destroy your home. Sin will destroy your body. Don't let the enemy fool you, people. Learn not to go into the enemy's territory. There are some forbidden places that we as a people must never go because we may not come out. Once Satan gets you, he's going to hold you prisoner. And he's going to abuse you. And according to the word of God, he abused this lady all night long. Then he let her go. And the word of God said at daybreak, she went right back to the same place that threw her to the devil in the first beginning. And she fell on the step, and that's where she died. How many know when God deliver you, don't go right back to your same old mess. When God deliver you out of bondage, run and don't look back. No matter who in there, run, I say, and don't look back. Satan, the torturer. He tortures this young lady, and she died at the very camp that she didn't have no business being in. They did not value her. Even in death, they didn't even give her a decent burial. Killed in the enemy's camp. They didn't give her a decent burial. According to the word of God, they cut her up into 12 pieces and sent her throughout the city. Glory to God. Now, what kind of person would have a woman and then don't give her a decent burial? That's how the enemy do you. He'll kill you in the camp, and nobody, glory to God, will want to lend you a helping hand. He will defile you. He will destroy you. You got to get out of prison, people. Prison is not the place where you ought to be. Satan will keep you in jail. Just as long as he can keep you in jail, he'll keep your mind. He'll keep your heart. He'll keep your soul. He want all of that. He'll keep your body. He'll keep you in prison. It's time to break out of jail. It's time to break out of prison. Now, some prison you got to break out. Because if you don't break out of Satan's prison, he's going to torture you. He's going to kill you. It's time to break out and leave his camp. There are many things that Satan holds us prisoners once he gets us. He'll teach us how to steal and hold us prisoner. He'll teach us how to fornicate, hold us prisoner. He'll teach us to commit adultery, hold us prisoner. You're a prisoner. When you are caught doing all of these things and more, you are a prisoner. You are in jail. I want somebody to listen to me. Glory to God, it's time to break out of jail. Break out it in your mind. Break out it in your soul. Break out it in your peace. Break out it in your body. Break out it. Break out of jail. You don't need to be in jail. Come out with your hand up. He desired to hold your body in prison. He will make you so sick, and he will hold you there until he kill you. But if you can remember, healing belongs to me. God promised me his word will destroy the enemy. Whatever you have to do, lift up your circumstance to the Lord and say, Lord, I need your strength. Lord, I need your mercy. Lord, I need your guidance. I can't do it without you, God. I can't make it without you, God. Here am I, God, standing in the need of prayer. Have mercy on me. Glory to God. I done got myself in prison, and it's going to take a God to get me out. This young lady. Prison alive. She died in prison. She was in prison in her mind, body, and soul. The devil don't care nothing about you. He is the jailer, and his mission is to hold you there. His mission is to keep you there. Somebody better listen to me. I'm talking about Satan the torturer. If I never teach you nothing else, stay out of the enemy's camp. Don't go in the enemy camp, because when he gets you there, he's going to beat you to death. He beat down your mentality. He beat down your intellect. He beat down your body. He beat down everything that belongs to you. He beat it down. But I want you to come out of jail tonight. Come out, glory to God. Come out. Find a peace of mind. Think about what you're doing. There is no value in being somebody's concubine, somebody's girlfriend. A concubine is a bad woman. You only serve bad purposes. There is no respect for a concubine. Glory to God. If you can be seen with me, my God, in the nighttime, you best to believe your behind will going to be seen with me in the daytime, or you can get the stepping. Glory to God. There is no value in being disrespected. Satan disrespect all women. This is why he hold them prisoner to fornication, adultery. He hold them prisoner until he just strip and rob them of everything. Your virtue is more important than anything, people. But the word of God said they killed this concubine. I'm talking word now. I'm not talking from my intellect. I'm teaching you from the word, the book of Judges. The 19th chapter, starting, glory to God, at the 24th all the way through the 30th verse. And then it said at the end, it said, whatever you do, you better stand up and speak your mind. That's what it said in Judges 19 and 30. You better learn how to speak how you feel. Don't just let the enemy abuse you. Let that devil know how you feel. You're not using my mind. You're not using my gift. You're not using my body. You're not using anything belongs to me. Because I'm standing up, speaking my mind. I will not be used by you any longer. I will not, glory to God, be abused and tortured by you any longer. Have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy on us. Have mercy, Jesus. Glory to God. Have mercy, Lord. Glory to God. We need you, God. Your word is a destroyer. Destroy every yoke that is not like you. Destroy it, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. You have taught us that Satan is a torturer. He is an abuser. My God, my God, my God. He will rape the mind. He will rape the body. He will rape the soul. My God. Help us tonight, God, to break out of jail. Help us tonight to run to the city of refuge. And don't look back, oh God. Forgive us, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. God, we magnify you. God, we glorify you. Help us to get in a place, God, to know that your word, oh God, it will destroy, oh God. Your word is a battle axe, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, thank you right now for your word, oh God, teaching us that Satan is a torturer. Satan is nobody's friend. Satan, glory to God, is nobody to fool with. Satan is nobody to hang with. Oh, glory to God. People are dying 24 hours a day. because they in the wrong camp. They in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't be in the wrong place at the wrong time, because one thing about Satan, once he kills you, your soul is automatically in hell. Glory to God. I'm talking about Satan the torture. Run to the city of refuge. Run to the city of rest. Don't look back, people. Run out of Egypt. Come out of bondage. Come out, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Satan want to hold your body prisoner. He want to hold your mind prisoner. But it's time to give him automated. Glory to God, it's time to tell Satan to get out. I don't no longer need you. I don't want your services. You don't mean me no good. You may look like it's good, but it ain't good for me, glory to God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, help us tonight, oh, God. Help all your people, oh, God, that weak at the hand of the enemy, oh, God. Destroy, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. God, we glorify you. God, we magnify you. Thou art worthy, O God, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Thou art worthy to be praised. O God, we thank you. Come to a God that will give you peace. Come to a God that will give you joy. Come to the God that really cares about you. Come to a God that will sit by your bedside. Come to a God that will heal your sick body. Come to a God that will heal your sick mind. Come to a God, hallelujah, that knows it all, and he will do for you if we learn to listen unto him. Satan is a torturer. Tell your children, tell your mama, tell your daddy, tell your grandma, tell everybody you can tell, that torturer is no good. Come out from among them and be ye separated. Oh, glory to God. God, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, God, we glorify you for this word. Satan, the torturer. God bless you. And remember, Satan ain't your friend. Glory to God. He is a torturer. And he is a killer of the mind, body, and soul. For minds right now. We pray for healing right now, God. From the crown of our head down to the sole of our feet. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. God, we praise you for what you're doing and for what you're going to do. But, God, we got to first accept that there is a circumstance, there is a problem. Oh, God, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for being a healer. We thank you for being a deliverer. We thank you for being a mind regulator. We thank you for being a heart fixer. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen. And thank God.
Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left. I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. My heart's torn in pieces.
But not defeated, cast down but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends, they let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me. Around for me,
around for me, around for me,
turning around. If I stay strong,
if I stand strong and believe,
there's no reason to doubt.
I
know he's working,
and
it's turning around. This is the good news. It won't always be like this. The Lord will perfect that concerning me, and sooner or later, turn in my favor.
Sooner or later,
turn in my favor.
Turning around,
yeah.
Turning around.
No more cars, not a man.
Don't know how much more I can